Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, March 28th, 2014. We're thrilled you're all here. We have a wonderful program planned for you this evening. Before Ron comes on, if you would like to go to creationlightship.com and bring up the picture of the beautiful light being, enlarge that on your screen if you're on your computer. And when Ron comes on, he'll clear us a little bit. And then, of course, it's Friday, so hopefully clear our work week. And then he'll activate that light being with peace energy for us. And then we have a guest coming on the show tonight, a gentleman who sponsored Ron's show once again, named Jay. And right after Ron activates the light being, we'll invite Jay on the call. So hello, Ron.
Hi, so here again. So, oh boy, another day, another year, huh? So here we go. Today's Friday. Let's clear the work week. If you have any situations, problems, anxieties, you know, different things, see what's bothering you as you kind of scan back during the week. And maybe you don't have any problems. Maybe you're doing good. So, but if you do have a problem, here we go. So look at it right now, that one particular situation, that one scene in the hologram, on that particular timeline that disrupted you. So, you know, to clear that scene away. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. That should feel pretty good. And, you know, if you think you still have a lot of energy there, you may want to do a whole bunch of timeline crashes on it. I'd say some, but do at least 100 if you still feel energy in that particular situation, because it's probably replicated a whole bunch. And we'll do the light beam now. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, Anne, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, and is Jay on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, you got the floor.
Yeah, we'll give you the floor, Jay. You just go right ahead and ask Ron or whatever you want to
talk
about.
Well, here's a question I was thinking about, Ron. Is there a time lag, like when we do work on the light ship or work's done to us, is there a time lag between when it happens there and it shows up here on the earth plane?
No, there's no time lag whatsoever. It's all in the moment. Your body might need time, using time again. Your body could need time to integrate the energies. But the clearing that's being done is instant. They're taken away from you, and it's up to the body then to follow up and through the clearing to integrate more spirit energy. So sometimes it could take maybe a few days to do so. I don't think it would take longer than a week for the body to integrate a clearing. Normally, it should be pretty much instant. If you've had a lot of different clearings off and on, then I would say, you know, the more you do, the faster it's going to be, unless you really stumble upon a really hard, you know, situation that you're really, engulfed in. Then it may take longer, but typically it's the healings are instant. That's what happens in light. There's no such thing as time. Only time exists here. And so instantly the clearing is done for you. And that's the way it really should be. Otherwise, you're looking at, you know, going back again to do something else and then codependency, et cetera. So, like a whole lifetime clearing, you know, is roughly, depending on your age, I would say, you know, maybe up to 5 minutes possibly to log in and get that thing, situated and done. And then from there, you know, another probably 10, 15 minutes. So half an hour maximum for a whole lifetime clearing. Normally, I'd say 15 minutes, and you're cleared instantly. And then your body needs to catch up with the clearing, because sometimes your body has a lot of energy blockages, and it may need to work through something. I'm using the wrong words here, because you don't have to work through anything, but the body may need to take longer for spirit integration. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And also, some people may have that program instilled in them, no pain, no gain, and they got to really suffer through something. And if anybody out there listening is finding that a clearing is taking a long time to do, then you may want to do timeline crashes on the reason why that's happening. Kind of like no pain, no gain, another way of saying it would be like, the old phrase, a day late, a dollar short or something. It doesn't kind of go along with what I'm talking about, but some people think they need to process. On the clearings, there's no real processing, but the body may need some time to integrate its brand new life force energy of the spirit, because the clearings take away the densities, and from there on out, you're ready to go. But some people do get tired because they have a lot of blockages, and they're released. So back to you, Jay.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, for me, it's like believing in struggle. That to achieve something, I have to struggle. So, like, I run some of my whole life programs for hours. So what I'm hearing you say is that's not necessary.
I don't find that necessary. When I used to do it, with a pen and pencil or paper, pencil and paper, I tell people, the clearing is done when I drop my pencil. And it's over, completed, and then from there, it's kind of up to you to process. One gentleman, I mentioned this probably many times so far throughout the shows, but one person, the lady called me, said, can you please do my brother or something like that? And so I said, okay. So I think he was probably maybe middle 50s, I'm guessing. This could be maybe 10 years ago. And so I did his emotional clearing on the telephone. He didn't really, basically know what I was doing, I don't think. He just listened, and I did the whole clearing. And when I do it in person, it could take maybe for myself to do it physically, maybe an hour or so to do. And got done with the clearing, and then she calls me up maybe a little while later, an email or something, and maybe a week later she says, well, my brother slept after the clearing for 2 days straight. I went, wow, And she goes, well, I'll tell you why he slept. He says his father passed away, I guess their father. This may have been a cousin, but anyway, a female, wanted this clearing for the gentleman. So his father died, his son died, and his wife died in that year. And I think I did the clearing probably in March. So I'll just say within 3 months, he had three major deaths in his family, and he was completely distraught. And so that's why he slept so much, because of all that trauma being released from him. So once the clearing giving him traumas and anxieties or sadness, it was just that the body had a process, because they had such a load dumped on him, and very possibly his father could have been sick for a long time, which could also cause that problem. So, but, or maybe his wife, but his son would be younger, so typically he would not have a, probably a lot of stuff going on, maybe a car accident took him out or something, but that's kind of what happened. So, but no, you don't have to do it that long, just to feel that it's done. If you're mentally trying to see if there's a result in it, the mental body might be the problem, trying to figure out what happened. But, after 15 minutes, once you're signed in and the counter clicks down and I go through your whole age of your life, it's done. It's over with. There's really no need to do it over again. You might pick up a little something a little deeper, maybe going into the generational stuff, possibly. But, your whole life is cleared instantly once within that 15 minutes of time. So if you're looking for mental results, then that might be the mental body clearing or some other body that you're dealing with. So it's not needed to go over and over and over again. That to me would be... codependence, and it wasn't set up that way, and it's not needed.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, speaking of the mental body, I want to talk about trust, and I think that what I'm dealing with is the idea of trust in my mental body, because what I've noticed is in getting involved with Creation Lightship and really kind of having my eyes open in a way that I go, oh my God, this we have been being controlled. I've been praying in a way that's made me pray, and that shakes my foundation, naturally so. But then it's like I get nervous about something, like, you know, some issue in my life, resources, and then it's like, well, my knee-jerk reaction is to pray, God, make it right. But I go, no, I'm not going to do that anymore.
No,
but then
I don't
kind of
favors.
Yeah, well, then I'm kind of like in limbo of not knowing what to do other than what I've been doing is focusing on my heart and doing the mind drop and being in my heart and just feeling and seeing my reality being healthy and whole and cared for. So is that where the trust, to put my trust, is in source inside me? Is that a way to say it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, completely. And all the YouTubes and stuff that I talk about, and, you know, a few people have been lucky to see me in person. If you notice, everything's spontaneous. I don't have any notes when I talk. Normally I got to look at the program guide if I'm doing a workshop or lecture to see what I'm doing. So I don't have a clue. We figure these things out and, you know, usually, you know, put something together basically, you know, typically 3 months in advance. And, so, you know, from there it's, I even, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know. And so from there I have to, look and see what I have to do, and then I kind of gear it toward the audience. But if you notice, everything is very, very spontaneous. And it's, for myself, when I look at myself doing things, I go, well, that's kind of neat, you know? Because I don't always look at myself unless I watch a YouTube, which I don't think I've seen probably over, well, the stuff that I've done, maybe over a half an hour, I think, total of everything that I have up. But, you know, some things I find that's quite interesting. I started watching the one on, I think it was put up this year, the Conscious Life one, I believe. And that seemed, you know, pretty nice to me. I like that. I go, wow, this is a lot of good information here. And when everything is spontaneous, and so I don't look around to figure out what I'm going to say. It's all instant. Then when I do the clearings, you see, if I had to look at myself and say, gee, is this going to work this time? If you've all watched me work, it's you know, everything happens in the moment. And so I'm not even thinking about, in a sense, the faith issue. You know, can this work? Or may it work? Or, gee, what if it doesn't work? If I had any doubt whatsoever what I'm doing, it would not work, okay? So that's the way, if you look at whatever I do, I instantly know it's going to work, and it has to work. If you see me release pain from people by clicking my fingers and stuff, I did that, I think, at the last expo in New York, and I enjoy doing that, you know, ask people where they are with their pain, and, you know, within 2 minutes, maybe their pain goes from something that's bothering them to maybe none at all or just a minor pain, you know, and also other situations. So everything is instant. So if I had to depend and ask for something outside of myself to see if I'm connected, to see if it's working, it would not work. So I'm completely in the moment, and my spirit is doing the clearings instantly. So when you do a clearing on the website, just know that that's the way it's working for you. The clearing has to work through your spirit. Otherwise, it would not work. And so from there, and it doesn't matter how much spirit you have, if you have a 5 gallon bucket full of your spirit or just one grain of sand, you know, out of that 5 gallon bucket, it'll still clear you. Because because the energy that's coming to your spirit will help it out if it has any deficiencies. And from there,
the energy from the creation light ship?
Possibly, yeah, or my own energy coming to you during the clearance. Everything has to go through me, so, you know, it's kind of, could be just me doing it, it could be the light ship doing it, you know, it goes through me first, so I would typically say that all the clearance on the website goes through my body before it goes to the light ship, so I'm actually taking away your load, whatever it would be, your stuff, and then instantly I'm being cleaned up because I'm bilocating, and that's the way it works. So if I had to think about what I'm doing, is this going to work or not, then it probably would not work because I would be in mind energy. So I'm strictly in the moment, and that's where everybody should be when they do the clearings. Just automatically know that, yeah, your spirit now instantly is empowered to heal you, and it's done and over with when that clearing stops. And just allow yourself body time, physical time, to integrate the energy. And then from there, maybe see what else you might need. But I would not jump into a whole lot of clearings because you may not need a lot of them. Just let the first one settle, one like the emotional one. And the mental one is very important, too. So if you are looking mentally to see what else you might need, that could also work. But if you start judging the clearing, then you're going on to timelines, and the aliens love that. And you're going on to timelines where they can replicate you in self-doubt. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. You just know that it's done. And if something's not working the way you want it to work, then see what that issue is. Maybe the self-empowerment clarity might be what some people need if doing, you know, the mental and the emotional clearing doesn't seem to work. You know, maybe the anxiety clearing. There's a few that are key ones. But after that, I'd say do the self-empowerment if you have a situation and just see kind of where you're lacking. And running patterns people have, you know, instilled in them and fully activated their old patterns of belief. And like I say, it's you know, next to impossible to change somebody's belief system, we'll say, about coming to the light ship or understanding it. But that same belief system could be ingrained in you about, well, this thing worked, but I'm not feeling that instant result. But if you are feeling peace when you start to look at an issue, then you know that it worked. So hopefully I answered your question going into different ways of looking at the clearings.
Yep, thank you. And I have noticed that right after I run a program, I will be in peace. And alive, like my life force flowing in a way that I feel peaceful but uplifted. But then, to be honest, my mental body kicks in and I want to do it again. I want to whatever, you know.
So you may just do one on, it might be the mind loop clearing. Maybe the mind loop clearing is what you could possibly need. Because maybe that putting you into, did it work well enough? Maybe I missed something. You have any idea, Ann, for what you've heard people talk about on previous shows and stuff and your experience?
Well, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes. Sorry, I heard a weird tone there. I thought you couldn't hear me. I do have that trust now that everything is cleared for me, but I do understand that too, the questioning. And I think we just have to get in the habit of immediately quieting our mind when we know there's some kind of mind chatter going on and questions and doubt. It's no different really than anything else. You have to have trust, be in your body, be heart-centered, and go forward with the new power that you actually have because you just cleared a lot of crap off of you, for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah, and when you're in the moment, that's when you manifest.
Right.
So if you get pulled out of the moment, then you could be manifesting on the timeline the worry, fear, and maybe guilt and lack of prosperity or whatever else you're looking at. And then they could be taking you out on another timeline, And mentally, when you look at it, you may say, oh, man, I missed something on this clearing. I better do it again. I'm not in peace because they don't want you to be in peace. So they may give you that particular program to separate you from your spirit, which is peace.
Huh. Yep, I see that. Now fall right into it if I let myself.
And also, very possibly, maybe your other lifetimes here may also have that reflection in it. And there are some people out there that I've dealt with that are, aliens that live here. I'll just go sideways a little bit here, because this will kind of tie into it. If you feel like you shouldn't belong here, most people feel that way, but there's some of the newer aliens maybe who've been stuck here maybe just for, maybe 500 years or so. Maybe their ship crashed and they had to find a body, and they still have that connection to their, we'll say where they lived, on a ship or a planet, and they go, man, this place is really goofy, But yet, with the way they lived their life on that particular planet as an alien before they got trapped here, it just doesn't relate to this energy here. And they don't know what to do. They go, oh, man, this is so awful here, but I can't get out of it. And they yearn for their other existence. So that could be another thing that maybe some listeners are feeling, like, they can't put their finger on their problems. They know that it's not right because their spirit's talking to them saying, this place is really goofy in a sense. Although the spirits are not judgment, but nothing seems to work the way it used to work on their, I'll just use the word home planet that to make it simple, or on their alien ship. It all depends what they've been doing. And, they're trying to integrate life here, and it just doesn't seem to work because they're not used to it. And they're trying to say, gee, if I add up, two and two, it's supposed to be four. And, it's not quite four yet, the math works, but the end result is not what they thought of, and maybe they are used to using their heart energy all the time, and now they're switching to using mind, and they're really confused. Just like your spirit was when it first got here a few times, you go, because your spirit, initially, it said, okay, I'm ready to leave here, and the dark side goes, you can't leave. You go, what do you mean I can't leave? I want to go to my home base energy and recreate another life form. They go, no, you can't leave here. You go, well, what happened, that the pearly gates syndrome, and you go there and whoever it is up there, says, oh, man, you stepped on an ant in that last lifetime and you killed an ant. You go, oh, I didn't mean to do that. And, well, you got to go back and make amends to the ants now. So you go, oh, man, I never heard of that rule. But then you talk to the people in your cell family and they go, yeah. We do the same thing. We made these mistakes, and, we can't leave until we correct it. And then you get into a corrupted body with DNA in it, and you can never get out of here. And your poor spirit's going, I don't know about this place, but it does seem like, we're in light because it looks like it. The light of the darkness looks, pretty nice to us, but I'm just stuck here. So that's kind of what happens. So very possibly, the mind is going through a mind loop pattern, and you're trying to escape the mind by having the mind get you out of a situation, and all it's going to do is dig a hole deeper because the aliens have put you on timelines. So you can't use your mind to think your way out of a pattern because it'll just get, more gunk on it.
More patterns.
Yep, more patterns, and then, like I say, it's that self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you want to look and learn and dig up, the more you're going to find. And the light doesn't work that way. The darkness surely does.
So what would a person run for mind loops? There's a mind loop program.
I have a mind loop one clearing, and that's designed to take you out of a repetitive thought all the time that you might have. Okay?
Huh?
you might look at it really carefully and see if there's an issue that you may want to do to get rid of, you know, the pattern. Maybe it's just a simple pattern, but the mind loop clearing is for that. It's to clear out the mind energy where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in the old days when you had a record and you had a scratch on it, and it keeps playing that same groove over and over and over again, you know? So that's mind looping.
Yeah. So I did the loving it out of my life. You know, we talked earlier, and I did the loving it out of my life, which probably got to the bottom of some of my mind looping because, and maybe we can talk about this for everybody listening, of what loving it out of my life is, which is, I'll explain it the best I can, is taking an issue and saying over and over, it's like a process, saying over and over, well, in my case, I was saying, I love being broke. I love being broke. And I kept doing that, and I felt various funny feelings at certain times. But I finally reached a point where I just started laughing because I could see this whole pattern mechanism that obviously did love that because that was what it entertained itself with all the time, was being afraid of that and et cetera, having all these mind strategies to deal with that.
Yeah, that's what happened. So what you do on the clearing, if you wanted to do it after people, is you find an issue that you're dealing with, and you have to love it out of your life. So one person mentioned that you want to love it to death, which is probably true, but you want to, maybe you don't have money, so you could say the issue is, I love not having money. And then you have to find out the physical body reaction, what's your biggest fear. So by not having money, could it be, I can't wait to eat out of trash cans for my next meal? I want to make it real simple. I love being kicked out of my house, my apartment. I love losing my brand new car. You know, things like that that's going to, you know, kind of push your buttons. Now, the one that really pushes it the most, whatever that is for you, is what you want to keep doing. And then it can go into another energy, another situation after you clear it, but you keep saying it over and over and over again because the feeling is what you want to tap into to get that out of you, roost it out of your body. And so the issue, you say the same issue over again each time. I love not having money. And then it's the way it feels. I love the way it feels toward you, you know, what you're connecting to. And you say that, and you go back again, and you keep saying it. And eventually, you're going to realize once you hit bottom, and you're probably going to be crying with tears, and you might even feel a little paralyzed and numbed out because, you know, you're grabbing the bull by the horns, looking it in the eye, and you're facing that issue. And you're saying it out loud because you want to connect to every cell of your body to get rid of the cellular memory of this fear of this situation. And then you start coming up from the bottom. And, you know, it could take an hour or two. It depends how much the issue is in you, how deeply it's buried. And then you're going to, probably start crying with joy and start laughing because you're going to realize, gee, how could the lack of money even affect my life, you know? And then you're coming into oneness with that money, and then the money can't hurt you, even though you don't have it or you do have it. So you want to come into oneness with the end result, and from there you're on your way. Another way is like if you have a situation, you know, go to the doctor, you know, for your annual checkup, and they go, you have this thing here, and the bottom line is you have cancer, and you go, oh crap, I got cancer. And then so right away you're in fear and you look up everything on the internet about your particular type of cancer. And, you know, naturally, because you haven't ever dealt with it before, you have no experience of whatever it is. And then so your affirmation would be, I love having my cancer. Okay? And for most people, they'd probably want to run out the door and think that I'm crazy with this one. But anyway, I love having my cancer, or I love creating my cancer, something like that. And then how does it make you feel? Oh, man, I'm afraid to lose my friends. I'm afraid to lose my wife. I'm afraid, you know, to die. I'm afraid of, you know, who's going to take care of my cat when I die. You know, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. And just find out the one that really, you know, pushes the inside of you, making you want to throw up, you know, using that term. And you might even do that. And then you keep working on that over and over again. And, you know, and you may feel, you know, like you lost all of your energy to it because it is sucking your energy out. But you're changing. And then after you get done with that, as you start moving up from the very bottom, you go to the top, and instantly you're going to start feeling much, much better. And then you're going to realize, gee, how could that stupid word of cancer have all this power over you, which is trying to kill you? And then you're in control of your life. And now the next thing is, what do you do with the cancer? You created it, right? You're giving it life force energy because it is living inside of your body. Now you command it to die. Because you're already in oneness with it. So you say, oh, you know, been there, done that. I now command you to die. And you keep doing that. You might want to do it every day, you know, maybe 10 times a day. And because you're already, you're not afraid of it, you see. You're taking charge of your life. And then all of a sudden, it may just leave you. Remember, it's created in perfection. Whatever your body creates is perfect. And so, you know, like I say, if you go to the doctor and they look at you and they cut out a specimen of something, you know, maybe they have a little piece of that or they check it out and they go, you know, they're never going to say, man, you really failed at making this cancer. This is not that great of cancer. Or, man, you got the best cancer around, man. This is great, man. Wow, no, it's cancer, right? This is what you got. And so, you know, you just need to get it out of you and release the energy. And that could even be true if you have maybe even a broken bone, you know, you created it. You know, it doesn't matter how you got it, you're dealing with it. So the fact that you're dealing with it means you created it. And maybe do the same thing for that. And then get rid of the entities also that's attached to it. But, you know, there's all different ways to work that. So this is what I call the loving it out of your life, you know, process, a little ditty type thing. And some people may not want to do that because it terrifies them too much. And that terrifying fear is going to keep them locked into that particular ailment, and they will probably die from it because they're in so much fear. And that fear blocks the cells of your body from having healing. So back to you, Jay.
Yes. Wow, that's good info. Okay, well, speaking of clearing the entities on the mind programs, this morning when I woke up, my mind looping mind, to bring that back in, scoped out the day and found things to worry about and started trying to figure out how to fix them. And this all happens in a matter of moments. Because I woke up feeling totally at peace. I was like, oh, you know, I'm awake. And but zoom, zoom, zoom. And so I put my attention on it. And there was a time when I would have, via New Age thought, focused on feel the feelings. And I've kind of realized that's a never-ending process, in a sense. So I put my attention on it, and I remembered hearing on one of the calls that I command my spirit to be on the creation lightship timeline now. And I kept focusing on that, and there was a little moment where I didn't do anything. I was just sort of being there, and then it was like pop. The thing, my inside physically relaxed. And so my question is, I mean, I can hold the belief system, the thought that, oh, those are thoughts that are a program. But the question is that an entity that is living inside of me and that knows how to activate my mental body in a way that I generate all this energy for it?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, on the call tonight we did for entities, I did do that for anxiety, I think. Yeah, so that could be an entity. Anxiety, maybe fear. Those can come in and start talking with you or working with the energy because they want to steal your life force energy from your spirit. So very possibly that could be something else other than you doing that, right? Another thing is that you could be, not you, but just in general, a person could be tapping into the fear of an energy that is, let's just say that you hypothetically owe the telephone company a phone bill, right? And, you know, you're late on your payment, we'll say, and, you know, they're going to turn off your phone, so you call them up and, you know, plead, and they say, I'll give you another week, and you go, thank you very much, and they give you another week on it. Maybe they're courted into you, you know, the phone company or the person, you know, who you're talking to, because they're getting all the energy from you, and you're giving them your energy because you want them to do something. And so maybe that person that you're dealing with is taking your energy from you without you even really realizing it. It's somebody else's energy that's interfering with yours. So that could be another way of looking at it. And that would be considered either energetic courting or an entity, or maybe even both.
Okay.
So the whole thing is, you know, what's happening, and, you know, what timeline are you on, and are you making good use of that timeline? So you want to get off the timelines that are causing you problems that you may notice. So we could call it a mental timeline. So what mental timelines, you know, are, you know, people using to cause them problems? You know, you start talking to somebody, or they just start bringing up some situation, you know, out of the blue that happened, you know, 5 years ago, and you go, why are you talking about that? Because, you know, it's not related to anything, but they got keyed into something, you know?
Oh.
Let's just say that hypothetically, you went to one of the fast food chains, and you got sick 10 years ago, right? How's that going to affect your life today? It's not. It happened 10 years ago, but yet you're driving your car, and you go by, you know, ABC food company, you know, fast food company, and all of a sudden you go, yeah, 10 years ago that I got food poisoning from them. Well, you just brought back that timeline right now to you, and who's getting the energy on that? Maybe ABC Food Company is getting it, you know? You don't know who owns that. Remember, we're dealing with a lot of octopus energies right now, so that's what I'm battling now is the octopus energies. So I'm not saying that all fast foods are octopus energies, but, you know, what's behind that? And are they sending out this thing, tentacles to you as you drive by it, and they happen to find your button, and one of those tentacles push it? Now you think about when you got food poisoned, and all of a sudden that octopus tentacles are sucking your energy out of you. So remember, other things can take your energy also. So you want to get rid of the timeline. You don't want to, really, all you want to talk about is, you know, basically nothing, really. You know, you may want to talk about your future, but don't ever go into what happened 2 or 5 minutes ago or years ago or whatever, because it doesn't pertain to you. Get off those timelines, because everybody's lives are screwed up because of the past. You know, that's one of the clearings. You do the emotional clearing. All that stuff should be released from you. And so, you know, if it's not, then maybe look at the generational stuff, but unless, like you're saying, Jay, like for yourself, you mentioned that maybe your mind is trying to bring all these things back, and maybe it enjoyed experiencing that. You know, your mind might be the cynical type of energy that's with you that wants to keep you living a situation that's not beneficial to you, but it likes it. Maybe something else is, maybe you got that jellyfish on top of your head. You might do the alien clearing with the jellyfish. Those things sit on the top of our head, and they use the orb energies that's attached to us to bring forth situations. And that's on the alien attack page. You may want to clear the orb energies and the jellyfish. Maybe that's what's bringing up these things, because you know, it sounds like you're waking up and you're peaceful, and all of a sudden, you know, you got dumped with a bucket of water on your head with all this stuff going on. And even though it could be real, you know, it takes you out of the moment to find a solution. Okay? And so you get into the focus, and you need to get that solution. And maybe, you know, other people are not giving you that solution. Maybe you have to look a little further, maybe with the psychic billboard or something. But hopefully that's helping you. So back to you, Jay.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I do have the alien attack program. Is the jellyfish one and the orb one a free one, or is it one of the ones?
I think the orbs are on that also. And I do have a free orb clearing. I can send that over to you. You know, because and I think we use different colored orbs, but it's still on the alien attack page also.
Okay. Okay. So here's a question: can other people get our good luck or what's intended for us? And I tell you where this question comes from is I have a friend I've had for a long time, and I've been noticing when we talk on the phone, things that I'm wanting to happen in my life are happening in his life. And it made me wonder.
Great question. He's probably in your soul family, and that was the theme maybe for last week or this week, right? So the theme was to do this. And so you probably know this person, and so he's getting the benefits of maybe all of your struggling. Remember, all the people in your soul family are connected, and it's like the hive type of mind situation. You all know what's happening to one person, so maybe you said, I'll do this, but he took the job away from you to have abundance or whatever you're looking for, and he got it in place of you.
I think so.
So you may have somebody like that taken away, you're good. And that does happen, yes. Very good question.
So the soul family clearing, I forget, is there a place in there to put a person's name?
You could probably do that, I think. Normally you put your name on it, but I'd put his in there because it sounds like somebody is being hijacked. Your stuff is being hijacked. So if it's similar situations that, you know, you want it to manifest and you're working on it, then all of a sudden, you know, when it's about 95% done, he grabs it and runs, you know, for the touchdown, and you go, wow, I had the ball, and
exactly.
Where'd it go, you know? that could be
so
what
it is.
So how
does a person, when a person has that, how do they deal with that on the soul family clearing?
Yeah, I just put his name in to that. For a situation.
Oh.
Situation, and that could be what it is. I would also probably disconnect his energy from you. Probably stealing your energy, getting the results of what you wanted.
And how would I do that? How does a person do that, disconnect somebody? Like decording, undoing the cord?
Yeah. I would think energetic cording to do that, since you know who it is.
Yeah. Is there a program called Energetic Cording, or is that one of the ones that's in Alien Attack?
That'd be a whole lifetime clearing, Energetic Cording.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Is there another clearing that you know of, Anne, that it could be associated with? I think it's all by itself.
I believe it is. But I also was wondering, Ron, and you could probably tell Jay this, might he need the dark arts practitioner clearing?
Yeah, I know that somebody is tapping into him all the time, yeah.
That's also a whole life clearing.
So he's under mind control. A mind control dark side practitioner.
Right.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that one.
And it's possible, you know, from the soul family, maybe, you know, the thing would be to see how fast you can manifest something. And you're doing all the work, and he's getting all the benefits. And to the soul family, that'd be great. It wouldn't matter who had their finger cut off or whatever. It's just an experience, and they don't care what kind of pain you go through because they want to just experience this particular situation. And then everybody learns by it. So, you know, it sounds like you're kind of on the bottom of the rung there, so you won't get that stuff off of you, you know?
Yes. So very, the Soul Family program, go ahead, very what?
Yeah, very interesting.
The Soul Family clearing, that's to free us from the whole Soul Family dynamic, right?
Yeah, and you should be getting out of that because you did your twin flame. So unless it's really, really, really strong or you have stuff that you can't get out of, normally when I take people out of their soul family, it ends almost instantly with people. You know, people don't even come, show up in their life, you know, when I do that. So there might be something else going on, and it could be maybe, you know, a timeline type of connection that needs to be severed. But that's what it sounds like to me. If you're saying that people are, this guy's getting results for this person when you try to do something and you're seeing them win and you're losing all the time with whatever you're trying to do and he gets the benefits, then yeah, that's really a bizarre thing. Anything on the fast chat that we can look at, to see if anybody else has any suggestions there?
Maybe yeah, I'm checking.
Want to type in. Yeah. Because it's,
Oh, here's an something interesting, Ron. In New York, I did the light chamber a lot, many times. And afterwards, the skin on my face burned like I had a mild sunburn.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And I wasn't in the sun. Yeah. Yeah, and it's real uniform, too. It's like the whole face just lost a little layer of skin. So
how is how did you feel after the light chamber?
Oh, deep peace. Deep peace. And,
yeah.
And in my heart. And Sorry to...
We did just have a person put on, Ron, on the fast chat, energetic... Wait, I just closed. Energetic people courting removal, which is whole lifetime. So thank you, listener.
Yeah, that could be that one. Yeah, that would work too. Yeah. Energetic people courting. Great. Thank you.
I have to say I had a tremendous shift in my life when I did the Soul Family clearing. Excuse me. And, you know, also, of course, I know I, a long time ago, did the Twin Flame with you, Ron, and that is very profound as well. And what I found is that I was disconnected from my soul family, and I felt the difference, but there were certain people who I, unfortunately, at that time, still had some contact with. And then they would cord me. So even though so much was disconnected, they were still putting cords on me.
Yep, that can happen.
Yeah.
So the natal, we're getting close to the end here, the natal barcode program, I've been running that and putting in like my driver's license number and my social security number, all the every identifying number that's ever been laid on me in there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That should start to release energies that you don't know nothing about from you.
Yeah, and I did my high school diploma today, and it seems like somewhere along the line you had said something about the diploma hat meaning something or something another. I mean, the cap that you get when you graduate, that cap meant something.
I don't remember that.
It's some symbol. Okay, maybe not. But I do feel like I have more spirit. I mean, that's really kind of the whole idea here. Let me bounce this off you, Ron, is that we've had little bits of our energy taken by various ways, having numbers put on us and whatnot. And that's created pipelines where energy went off us. And as we unhook those, God, it's just like the movie The Matrix, huh? When we unhook all that stuff, then we start having more of our own spirit be in our body.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, I can integrate more with you. Yes, And sometimes people's spirits on the outside of them walking alongside, because they have so much darkness, the spirit can't come in. And then as you clear that, you have the spirit that's on the outside of you come into the inside. And that's what happens there.
But, once the darkness...
What I'm going to do too is for your friend, might be do the 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. That's a free clearing. Maybe run it about four times on him, just see if that separates him from you.
Ah, that makes good sense. And that really only needs to be 5 years for each century? I mean, 5 minutes for each century?
On the first one, I think it takes longer for the first 100 years. Then after that, it's much quicker.
Well, I mean, the default one, the one that just pops in the window when you check it, is usually 5 minutes.
Yeah, it could be, but I think the first, the last 100 years is longer, I think. And then from there you can, do it, much quicker. Cause the last 100 years is really affecting you cause you're having the energy from your parents and stuff. And that's what's really more active. A recent program. You want to get rid of the recent program. The other ones will also, interfere with the more recent mindsets, which you want to release.
So
just kind of follow what's there, and then the next ones go a lot quicker. And it goes back to 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. But it's okay if I do them for 15 minutes for the first time through.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be okay, yeah.
And can I do multiple windows? Can we do multiple windows?
Yes, you could, like, yes, uh-huh. Multiple windows work fine, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything you want to talk about, Ron?
What's that?
Is there anything you want to talk about?
Only got a few minutes here. Let me think here. Other than the 8-hour call on Sunday, that's the last call for the month. I can just mention that right now. Let me see here. So it sounds like what we're talking about tonight, maybe the theme is, it's like a self-empowerment and not being sabotaged by other people's energy. That's probably what it's about.
Yep.
And so if anybody out there has, another way of looking at it, please put on the fast chat and we will connect with that. Maybe on another show. And then tomorrow night we're going to release the Earth Spirit here and bring in the new one.
Saturday night show?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah, I'm going to bring in the old Earth Spirit that was here 1.4 million years ago. And the one now that's here is going to be taken away here because it's just too traumatized. So you'd be able to feel the energy there.
Wow, that's going to be wonderful. So if you happen to be a first-time listener, we'll have another show tomorrow evening at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time here on BBS Radio, so be sure and join us.
Oh.
Yep, so anything else you want to add? All I have is the 8-hour call, but tomorrow is naturally the special night for that. The reason why we're releasing it because it's dropping down. It was at 70 about a week ago, approximately, energy-wise, so it lost 30%, and it'll probably be around 67% tomorrow. And, when it hits 65, I got to take it out. So I'm going to take it out because it just can't hold its integrity. The spirit's too meek, we'll say, and too mild, and so I'm going to be working with the other one in its place, so that'll be great.
So with the new one, that means there'll be more light on the planet?
I don't think it's going to put up with the aliens as much because it doesn't know about the aliens. See, it's really hard to describe this here because the other one was not connected to the aliens. And so it's going to be of a different light frequency. just putting it that way. And the aliens aren't used to that. We're the used to the one that's here now. So it's kind of like, you know, having you're having like a different stew being made with a different, instead of having water, you're using milk, and the aliens are used to having water. And when they try to attach to it, it's not going to like it. And, you know, it'll be much better. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what people feel tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll let everybody go. It's like it's time to close our show here. So thank you, Jay. It's been wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you, Anna. We'll see you guys later.
Yes, thank you, both of you. Fun. And we'll see you tomorrow night, everyone.